Hi, thank you for holding. My name is Laquana, and I'm the fraud supervisor. Can you verify the first and last name for me, as well as the email address?
Shelly Amaya, and it's shellyhighland@gmail.com.
I do thank you for that. Okay, I do thank you for that. Fermentation did not suit many
people in the area. You're welcome.
Okay, and it looks as though I do show that you have the pulse oximeter. It was initially ordered. You did pay $7.45 shipping and handling. When the account was not canceled, you were enrolled into a monthly subscription and provided with a $125 e-gift card. How may I assist you?
I canceled today. I called and canceled today because I saw it on my charge again. I've already canceled this once. And
do you have a cancellation confirmation number for the time that you said that you canceled prior?
To when I canceled prior? The only one I have is the 251 I gave her. Let me see. It's 25804-5813.
That's not the cancellation number. That's the order number.
It says cancellation notice.
No, ma'am, I do apologize. That's when the product was ordered. That's your order ID number. That was sent to you on October 16th when you were charged the $7.45.
No, I was charged $49.
Yes, ma'am. That number that you provided me with is for the order of October 16th.
Okay, so I've canceled this once before, and you say I haven't canceled it.
Well, I'm just trying to locate the cancellation.
I know. So is it canceled now?
Yes, ma'am, and we can process the refund
for that
month.
And there won't be any other charges. There won't be any other charges from
you. That's correct.
You. All right, and what was your name again?
My name is Laquana, L-A-Q-U-A-N-A.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and thank you for contacting customer support.
Mm-hmm.